Hi, I'm Jackson again, and this will be the second part of my three-part podcast where I finish the story of the book, A Princess Bride. So, I believe where I left off last time. They had just captured Wesley from when he saved Buttercup from the fire swamp, and they just took him so that they could torture him. However, in this time, Wesley didn't feel it. They would burn him, and hit him, and do whatever they could to make him feel pain. But for some reason, they could never crack him. He was strong-willed, after all. And the way, because the reason he did not feel this pain was because he learned in the time that he was training with the Dread Pirate Roberts, that if you take all thought away from your mind, no matter how much pain will come your way, you will not feel it. But, unfortunately, the torturer brought out an extraordinary machine. At first, Wesley forced himself to laugh at this, saying how big and powerful it seemed. But after he was strapped in and after he turned it on, he tried to bring the thoughts back to his head. The thing that he thought about was always Buttercup. He would think about her skin, her hair, and what it would feel like to touch her. But this time, when he began to think about this, the memories start to become faint. They left his skull, and there was nothing he could do to bring it back. He was in pain. He was screaming, and this time he truly felt it. It wasn't an act that he put on for the torturer, like it was the time before. He really felt this. He was in extreme pain, and he did not know what to do. So when it stopped, he was very thankful. But unfortunately, after Prince Humperdinck and Buttercup had a fight, resulting in the fact that Buttercup knew that she would never love Prince Humperdinck ever again, and there was nothing that Humperdinck could ever do to change this fact, he quickly went down and turned the machine up to the highest possible max, so that now there was no way that, and so now, this amount of pain would kill Wesley, and Buttercup could never be with him ever again. Meanwhile, while preparing for the incident with Buttercup, Prince Humperdinck told his men to clear all thieves out of the thieves' guild, out of the thieves' quarter. This included Indigo. Luckily, on the stubborn Indigo, who turned back to drinking after losing to Wesley, he went back to the thieves' quarter and waited for Vizzini like he was told to. He was too stubborn not to be taken away by the guards, so this gave him enough time for Fezzik to find Indigo, rescue him from the soldiers. And bring him back to health. Fezzik informed Inigo of Vizzini's death, and that he would not be coming back. But Inigo, no longer having a leader, realized that now his only goal in life was to kill the six-fingered man. So him and Fezzik began wondering about who they could call to be the brains behind their operation. They quickly thought Wesley, because not only was he strong, smart, quick, or I'm sorry, no longer was he strong and was no longer was he not only was he strong and fast, he was also smart because he had bested Vizzini, so they knew that he was their only hope at invading the castle and killing the six-fingered man. Later, it took them a while, but they figured out where he was. They found the entrance to the torturing, they found the entrance to the Zoo of Death, and they quickly went to the bottom level. There were many traps and several animals that Prince Humperdinck called pets, which he used to guard the depths of the Zoo of Death. When they got to the bottom, they found Wesley's lifeless body. So, of course, they thought they were out of luck. They didn't know what to do. They thought that they had that there was no hope left. But then they quickly turned to the ex-employee of the prince, Miracle Max. Miracle Max was a fantastic miracle man who worked alongside the prince before the prince fired him for honestly no good reason. When they asked him to find him, when they asked him to heal him, to heal Wesley, Miracle Max was hesitant at first. He didn't even want to, but his wife forced him to. And so he began working. He gave him a pill, and told them that in time this would work. Though later he revealed that he might not have given the right amount of doses. But not to them, only to his wife. So later, together they conjure up a plan after Wesley awakes to invade the castle. Once inside, Inigo finds the six-fingered man, not even truly knowing that he was in there. But he did find him. And the second that he did, he pulled out his sword and spoke the line that he swore he would spoke the day that he killed this man. "Hi, my name is Inigo Montoya. You killed my father. Prepare to die." He spoke this several times as a great fencing match took place. It was true that the six-fingered man, who is now later to be Count Rugen, was a great fighter, but he was nothing compared to Inigo. Inigo butchered him and bludgeoned him, and he was truly the better fencer. But, like a coward, Count Rugen ran. And by the time Inigo caught up with him, Count Rugen threw a knife at him. So now, Inigo was stuck there with a knife in his chest, but he was still determined. He was not going to let this stop him from avenging his father. He continued to speak the line that he swore he would say when he killed when he killed the six-fingered man. They continued to fence, but even with a knife in his body, Inigo still outmatched him. And this time, there was no way where for Count Rugen to run. Inigo cut him down as he continued to speak the line that he swore he would speak when he killed the six-fingered man. Inigo's quest was now complete. He had killed the man who killed his father, and his main goal was to help Wesley get Princess Buttercup out of there before the prince could ever lay a finger on her. Back in the castle, Wesley finds Buttercup and informs her to not kill herself because Wesley is well alive and wants to take her away with him. However, Humperdinck enters, but Wesley informs him of this. He scares him and fills him with terror about the things that Wesley would do to him. And so, of course, Prince Humperdinck falls to the side of Wesley and becomes gullible and afraid. So, as they choose to turn in Prince Humperdinck, Wesley and Buttercup ride into the sunset together with Inigo and Fezzik. And together, they will spend the rest of their happy lives together. This concludes the story of Princess Bride. And next episode, I will be telling you the stories about... I will be telling you my favorite and least favorite things about the book in the final episode of this podcast.